able to do a scene of all you think or act, and he's able to bring you out. He's able to open up doors. He's able to heal your body. He's able to, my God, to bring what you believe to pass according to your faith. All you got to do is have faith in God, not the situation, not the circumstances that you're in. You don't walk by sight. You walk by faith, for it's by faith, hallelujah. The Bible says that it was impossible to please God. Hallelujah. We must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. We must know that he can do this. Hallelujah. Without a shadow of doubt. No matter what you're in, he can bring you out. You just got to continue to praise him. No matter what you're in, you got to continue to walk by faith. You can't walk by sight, because sight, come on here, sight will fool you. Come on. Hallelujah. Sight will make you think things that is there and it's not there. It'll make you feel things that is not there. But the Bible says, now faith, according to what we've been talking about, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. This what this man did at the gate. Praise our God. He was expecting, hallelujah, of everyone that went in. But you got to have the right people to come across your pathway. Somebody that believe God. Somebody that have the word of God. Somebody that's not trying to sugarcoat the word. Somebody that is walking with God. According to Peter and John, the Bible said they went in at the ninth hour of prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. They were on their way. Come on, minding their business, going to prayer. That's why it's very important to pray. That's why it's very important to surround yourself with believers. Come on, Peter and John went in on the way in, and they saw this man, Peter's eyes fastened up on him. Hallelujah. And the man expecting to receive something from Peter and John. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I believe he was expecting to receive monetary things. I believe he was expecting to receive, and he did get what he was expecting for them to actually lift him up, because he couldn't walk to go into the temple. But I believe they thought, he thought Peter was going to pick them up and John was going to pick them up as the men would do, carry him, and they were going to carry him on into the temple. But oh, great God, Peter gave him something. Yes, he did. He gave him something that caused him to leap up, caused him to jump, caused him to walk, caused him to praise God. He took him by the hand. I'm telling you, when you got the power and the authority of God in you like that, come on. Things are beginning to happen when you open and begin to pray. Things begin to happen when you walk in this kind of faith. Peter took him by the hand, the Bible said, by the right hand. And it's immediately, somebody's out there on the sound of my voice. Immediately, you finna get an answer. Immediately, you finna be brought out your situation, because you hear this word today. Come on, immediately. Things are going to turn around for you because you hear this engrafted word today. Immediately, hallelujah, all of a sudden, praise our God, things are going to turn around. It don't look good right now. It don't feel good right now. But because you hear this word today, immediately, and it's going to turn around. Immediately, it's going to stop. It's going to change. Why? It's not going to change for the bad. It's going to change for the good. Like this man that sit at the gate daily. Praise our God. He sit there daily. Hallelujah. Expecting. You've been in that situation for a long time. You've been in that situation of worrying, in that situation of doubting, in that situation of having fear. You've been in that situation a long time. But I just speak this word to you today. I speak immediate release. I speak immediate healing. Come on, somebody. I speak right now according to the word of God. Hallelujah. As Peter and John went tonight, being the ninth hour prayer, and immediately he saw his eyes fastened upon him, and the Bible said he immediately, this man received strength. So I speak to you today, by you hearing this word, I speak immediate release to you today, right now. In the name of Jesus, mother, come on here, immediate release, father, immediate release, sister, brother, immediate release right now. In the name of Jesus, be made whole of that problem, of that situation. Be made free right now in your mind, immediately. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. According to what the word say, he said immediately he received strength. Immediately, I'm telling you this morning, right now, come on, that you receive strength right now in your believing, in your words, come on, in your faith, receive strength. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there bound. You don't have to stay there entangled with the yoke of bondage no more. I speak immediate release to you right now, my brother, right now, my sister. Come on, you driving, hallelujah. You could be driving trucks, or you could be driving in your car. You could be on 95, or you could be on the freeway, hallelujah, and up under the sound of my voice. And I speak immediately to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over this problem. I take authority over this situation that's got you bound. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. I speak release to you right now. I speak freedom again in your mind. I can't stop stretching this. Somebody out there, you're bound, and you've been bound for a long time. But today is your day for your miracle. Come on. You just tune into the radio broadcast. You just tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Come on, hallelujah. Don't you touch that dial. Don't you turn off. Don't you push pause in this face audience. Because there is something for you today. Immediately, I speak immediate release to you. I speak healing to you right now. Depression, oppression, hallelujah. Suicide, demon, you got to loose these people right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You won't take your life immediately. You won't take those pills. Come on. You won't commit suicide by the way of your own hand with a gun. Immediately release come to you right now. In the name of Jesus, be made whole, be set free right now, be delivered, be healed right now, in the name of Jesus. You say, well, Apostle Watkins, I've been in this situation for a long time. I've been in depression for a long time, and it don't seem like I'm coming out. But by faith today, I speak to you with this word of deliverance, with this word of healing right now. You say, I've been sick for a long time. I speak healing to your body right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now by the authority of word, immediate release, heal right now. Be free according to the scripture. Hallelujah. This man, hallelujah, receives strength. This man leaped up. Hallelujah. Leaped up, walking and praising God. You can walk out of that situation right now. Come on, young lady. You can walk out of that situation right now, young man. Come on. Hallelujah. Because you have heard this word. You have heard this word. Hallelujah. And I speak to you now. You will not be depressed. I speak to you now. You will not be overtaken in that situation. I speak immediately release to you today, right now, the authority of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Mother, you're not going to worry about her. Father, you're not going to worry about him. You're not going to leave them. You're not going to worry about them and leave them like they left this man there at the gate. Come on. Hallelujah. But I'm the one that come by. I'm the one with the believers are watching. We are the ones that come by today to give you strength, to give you hope. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to be like this always. It won't be like this always, because the God we serve, he's able to do a signal above all you think or ask. Immediately, somebody need to type in the stream. Immediately, those that are watching by Cypress audience, speak immediate release over you right now. Immediately, it has to happen because your faith is in operation. Come on, your faith is in operation. Throughout the day, immediately things are going to spring forth. Immediately things are going to happen for you right now in the name of Jesus. If you can believe it, hallelujah. If you can believe it and you can confess it out your mouth, immediately, come on, right now, immediately, come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's right, immediately, immediately. Immediately, funds release. Immediately, my body is healed right now. Instant right now. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm walking in it right now. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. My faith is immediately faith right now. My faith is immediately. Come on. Hallelujah. Take authority over that situation in your home. Immediately. Take authority over that situation on that job. Immediately. Take authority over that situation in that family. Immediately, right now. Immediate release over them. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe. I know it. That's right. God can do it, Evangelist Mario. He can do it immediately. Not tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but right now. according to the scripture, it said immediately this man's feet received strength. His ankle bones received strength immediately. Come on. I'm expecting God to do it. I'm expecting God to do it. I've got enough faith. Come on. I got enough word in me. I believe that God can do it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it today? I'm getting ready to open these phone lines. I'm getting ready to open these phone lines. And I want you to call in and I want you to say immediately, those that can and will say immediately. We're not going to go into a whole long drawn out thing because they didn't do it. All you got to do is release your immediately faith right now. The lines are opening 632-1000. 632-1000. Immediately release. That's what you say when you call in. Immediate release. And we're touching and we agree with you. Immediately, it has to happen. Immediately, according to your faith, immediately, it has to open up. Hallelujah. This man received strength when he looked at Peter and John. Immediately. Again, the lines are opening. The lines are open right now for you. Erico, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Hallelujah. Come on. Immediate release. Come on. God bless you. Calling you on the prayer line immediately.
Immediately, Apostle.
Come on. Come on.
Immediately. I'm expecting it.
In the name, in the name of Jesus, we touch and call it with this caller right now. Immediately release in every situation of her life right now. In the name of Jesus, it shall be and it will be immediately. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well, Apostle.
God bless you. Come on. Ring these lines. Open these phone lines up. You can call in and we'll touch and we'll agree with you. Put it into the atmosphere immediately. It has to happen to you according to your faith. As this man that sit at the gate daily, they took him there and they sit at the gate. He sit at the gate daily because he didn't have the right people. Come on here. But here come Peter and John. Hallelujah. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. And the Bible said his ankle bone, his feet and ankle bone received strength, and immediately he got up from there. Come on. Again, the lines are open for you. You can call in, my brother. Call in, my sister. You may be on the truck driver driving your truck. You may have to pull that big rig over. Hallelujah. And call in again. The error code is 321-632-1000. Immediately, things will happen. It will turn around for you if you believe, if you trust God. Things will open up and it will happen for you, my brother. It will happen for you, my sister. You don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to walk in doubt. You don't have to walk in unbelief. Immediately, things will turn around for you only if you believe. Only if you believe. Believe the word of God. Believe what he says. Calling you on the prayer line immediately.
Good morning. Immediately, Pastor.
Immediately. Father, we pray right now with this caller right now. Every situation that she's in, every situation that she's facing, we pray right now. Immediate release to her right now. In Hallelujah. Jesus' name, amen. Believe it immediately.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you. Bless you. Calling you on the prayer line immediately.
Immediate release.
Father, we thank you for this caller that's calling in, and we connect our faith with her right now. Immediate relief in every area of every situation of her life. We thank you right now that it's done immediately, speedily for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, believe God. That's right. Come on. You still got time to call in. You still got time to call in. Those that have already called in, we believe in that. It will spring forth immediately, no matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like. Caller, you on the prayer line immediately.
Immediately.
Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for this caller as she have called. Immediately spring forth for her right now in the name of Jesus. Every situation that she's facing, every situation that she will be, we thank you now. Immediate release right now in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. Oh, God, do it for her immediately. In Jesus' name, it's done. Amen.
It's done.
Amen. It's done.
Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you. It's done.
Amen.
Immediately.
Praise God. Yes. Immediately.
Yes. Glory to God. Come on. This is what I'm talking about. Calling you on the prayer line. I mean, well, call in again. Immediately. It's done. Things are going to spring forth. because you believe God. Things is going to spring forth because you're walking in his statutes, in his laws. Amen. I can continue to talk about this man. The Bible said that he looked up on Peter and John, expected to receive something from God. You got to come expected. You got to know it regardless of what's going on in your life, that God is going to do this by a miracle. You still got time to call in. You still got time to call in, my brother, my sister. You got time to call in. Again, the number, area code 321-632-1000. Immediately, things are going to turn around for you. You say, well, Apostle, I don't know Jesus in the pardon of my sins, and I don't have no way to call in. I don't have no way to call in, but you're listening to me, and you're listening, and you're watching. The Bible said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Immediately, you're on the prayer line. Father, we thank you for this caller right now. Turn this thing around for him right now in the name of Jesus. Immediately, speedily, do it because he believed you, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's done. Believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Bless your heart.
Amen.
All right. Calling you on the prayer line immediately.
Immediately.
Father, we thank you for this caller right now has called in.
God.
According to your word, Father, according to her, your word mixed with her faith, we believe immediately, spring it forth in the name of Jesus right now. And it's done according to your faith. Be it unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. As we were saying, hallelujah, you're out there and you said, I don't have a way to call in. And I'm not born again, but I believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, you shall be saved according to the word of God. And immediately, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away, and behold, all things are new now. Walk in it. Find your Bible-based church that's teaching the word of God. Get in there. Grow and go. Grow and go immediately. Come on, you still got time to call in while we yet talking. This is why I took time to open up this prayer line so that we could touch and agree with you and pray for you and with you that God will do this for you. Come on, you're not alone. You're not alone. Hallelujah. You're not left there like the man was left there at the gate. Come on, but God sent somebody, two people by, two disciples by. Come on. And the Bible said, again, he was expecting something. So you tune into the radio broadcast this morning expecting to hear a word, expecting to hear a word of deliverance. You tune into the radio broadcast this morning on each station that you're able to get us on to expect to receive something from God. Because why? His word will go out, but it will not return unto him void. It will accomplish what he sent it out to do. Again, you got time enough to call in. The area code 321, the number is 632-1000. Thank you for calling those that have called in immediately. You still got time. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this time. It's your miracle. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come out of that. You've been in it too long. It's time for your miracle, my brother, my sister. It's time for your miracle. Watch God do it. He did it for this man. The man didn't have no name. He just said, a man. That includes all of us now. You're in a situation and you don't know what to do. But I stopped by. I dropped in to tell you immediately it's going to be changed, your situation, if you can believe God. If you only can believe God and trust him. Watch him bring you through. Watch him bring you out. He's a God that can. He's a God that will. He's never lost a case. He's never lost a patient. He's never lost the case again. Some of you got some cases going on, and it seemed like you ain't coming out. It seemed like you're going to be tucking under in these cases. But I stopped by to tell you that the greater I am, immediately it's going to turn around and turn that situation around for you. Just believe God. It's done. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Begin to call in. Come on. Begin to call in. Lines are open. It's open. Begin to call in so that we may be able to pray with you. Come on, tell your neighbor, put that coffee down. Come on, I know it's breakfast time. Come on, hallelujah. Leave them pancakes alone for a minute and call in. Come on, hallelujah. Leave that screw to toast alone for a minute and call in immediately. Come on, I know you got that coffee ready. You don't put six creamers in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Two sugars, two splendors, or whatever. Come on. Leave it alone. Call in immediately. It ain't going to cool off that quick. Just pick up the phone and call in and let me know that you in an immediate situation and you need God. Come on here to do something for you immediately. Praise our God. I'm telling you, God is still on the throne today. He's still on the throne. My time is approaching. It's approaching. Hallelujah. You got a few more minutes to call in. You got a few more minutes to call in. But my time is approaching to get up. You got 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Callers. Come on. Approximately. Come on. You can call in. We'll be praying for you. Again, those that have called in and say immediately, we expect it immediately change. We expect it immediately change because his word cannot lie. According to the word of God, he's the son of man that he should not lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Neither the son of man that he shall repent. He will not lie. His word cannot lie. He's still God. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. The great I am, the Elohim, the El Shaddai. Come on here. The he, him. Hallelujah. He can do it. Praise our God. If you just only believe, his word, only take him at his word, only believe today, take him at his word. Hallelujah. If I were you, I would only just believe and take him at his word. No matter what I'm in, the God I serve is able to do it. The God you serve is able to do it. You connect with my faith connect with yours. And guess what? It's done. Because the Bible said, if we don't doubt in our hearts, we can say unto the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall happen immediately. Come on. So that's what you say this weekend when you're in a situation. I'm coming out of this immediately. I'm not here to stay. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of this immediately. Hallelujah. And it's going to spring forth. My miracle is going to spring forth, and I shall do what? Continue to walk and leap and praise God according to like the man did. He entered into the temple. He didn't return and go back to the situation he was in. He entered in with Peter and John going into the temple, leaping, walking, leaping, and praising God. So that's what I want you to do this weekend. Find you somewhere, place a worship. Amen. If you don't have a church home and you are in the area, you could come again to 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. Come there, 1219 South Street. Come there and leap and jump and praise God immediately, because guess what? You heard the word today, and the word has did what? Set you free. Hallelujah. Anytime you hear a word, the word come to do what? Set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Three more minutes. You can call in while I'm still yet talking. I will take time and release immediate blessings upon you. Amen. My time is getting close. Amen. I tell you, this 1 hour has been 3 minutes. 3 minutes for callers. 3 minutes for callers. 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes. Some of you might need to just call in again and say immediately. Come on. Those you have not called, call in. And release that word into the atmosphere. See, this is what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to just be silent about it. Call in and release it into the atmosphere so the enemy can hear it. Come on. Hallelujah. They had to see it. The people had to see it. They saw it. They saw him leaping, jumping, and praising God. So you need to do what? They might not see you over the air, but release it by your voice into the air. They need to hear you. Come on. Hallelujah. All right, my brother, my sister. Again, you can join us, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, tonight at 7 o'clock. I believe they'll be in there. Pastor's Appreciation. Somebody need to call in and expound on that if you can right quick. They'll be in there. Pastor's Appreciation. 2 minutes for callers to expound on that. And I'm telling you, something is going to happen this weekend. So come be with us. Come be with us if you can. If you can and you would, come be with us. Again, we want to thank God for you. Again, for the callers that have called in, we believe in God to do this for you and with you speedily. Amen. A speedy recovery. Amen. That's what they tell you. We believe you have a speedy recovery. We're looking for you to have a recovery, a speedy recovery. Not a bad recovery, but a speedy, good recovery. Good report. Caller, you're on the line. You're on the prayer line.
Yes, sir, Apostle. I was talking about the Apostle, Pastor Appreciation tonight at the Power of Faith. Starting tonight at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow night tomorrow evening. Saturday we'll have keep on going till tomorrow at 6 p.m. and that will be at the Sears Town Mall. It will be on there, and then Sunday we will continue our pastor anniversary starting at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Okay.
So come out, and we're celebrating our pastor and Lady Watkins. We thank God for them. So come out.
Okay.
And join.
What time on Saturday? What time on Saturday?
And Saturday at 6 o'clock.
All right. All right. And thank you for calling and sharing with us.
Yes, sir.
Bless you. Yes. Amen. So if you are in the area, come and be with them as they celebrate their pastor. Come and be with them tonight, starting tonight at 7 o'clock at 1219 South Street. And then Saturday at the mall there in Titusville, their area, they will be there at 6 o'clock, then back on Sunday at 1219 South Street. So come and be with them, and they'll be glad to have you. They'll be glad to see you. Amen. The pastor and Lady Watkins will be glad to see you. Got 2 minutes. Call is done. Call is done. Thank you for calling in, and we thank you all for tuning into the radio broadcast on today. We pray that this radio broadcast today has been a blessing to you. Amen. Immediately, my time is come and gone for today. Guess what? Monday morning, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, like now. We will be with you for one whole hour. God bless your hearts, all of you that's tuning in. Until Monday morning, you go and have an immediate release today, weekend, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you again. I want you to know, Haines City, get ready. Look out, Haines City. Get ready. Look out, Haines City. It's going to be something. Again, prophetic crusade revival. You can drive. You say, I don't live in Haines City, but a church service is worth the drive. A live church service is worth the drive. Come and be with us November the 7th. November the 7th and the 8th. Haines City, Oakland Center. Amen. Right there, 915 Avenue E. Amen. Haines City, Florida. Come be with us. Come be with us. Looking forward to seeing you, and I'll see you in the move of God. Be grateful. Find your place of worship today, tonight. Find your place of worship. If they have night service, join them. Be with them. Watch God do something for you. All right. Until Monday morning, it's about time for your miracle. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.